and harmonies. There'll be two guitars, two voices, and the occasional piano. Again, that's Ken Stringfellow and John Auer from the Posies on Thursday, January 17th at 8 p.m. at the Old Church Concert Hall, 1422 Southwest 11th Avenue in Portland. This is an all-ages event. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
My name's Joseph Gallivan, and you're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is Jason Savage. He's a photographer, and he's talking about his photo project, Stripping Out Loud. Thanks for coming into KBOO, Jason.
Oh, thanks, Joseph. It's great to be here.
You have made a deck of cards, collector cards of strippers. These are Portland strippers, and there are 69 cards. And each one is sort of highly stylized. You have a set and a concept and everything. Just tell us, how did you get this done and how long did it take?
Well, the project, photographing it, took about 2.5 years. And then there was another sort of 6 months involved in getting everything together to get all the sets and that printed. You know, getting the money together for the first print run. So about 3 years in total I was working on this.
So what you do is you take a stripper or a dancer, whatever you want to call them, and you give them a concept or you talk it through with them, and then you go for a day or half a day and shoot the image.
Some of them took about, the shoots were about 10 minutes long.
Oh.
But I'd come up with the concept that I wanted. There's 69 cards in the project, but originally I had come up with about over 120 ideas and then narrowed it down to the ones I thought were the most solid and the ones that could actually get done. Some of my ideas, when I thought about it, I thought, wow, this will be really expensive to try and get done.
Right.
So I had to change things up a little bit.
So here's one. The woman is called Onyx Jet with two T's. And she's playing a video game on sitting on a couch. She's got one leg up in the air and a sort of a one of those ear flap woolly hats. You can't really see very much of her. She's kind of obscured by a big coffee table. Now, where was this shot?
That was actually at my apartment. And she's playing the original Tomb Raider game, the mm-hmm. Lara Croft game. And she's a gamer in real life,
mm-hmm.
so I thought that shot would be perfect for her.
Right, and you've got books on the coffee table, and you know, what's the idea? How much of this is sort of staged, and how much is just your living room?
Well, most of the stuff in that particular shot I did stage, because I wanted to put little sort of Easter eggs in a lot of the shots. But like one of the books on the coffee table is a copy of the first book that I had ever done photography for, which was a book called Fear Not, Venture to Inner Peace. And then there's there's a goddess statue on the shelf next to her. And there's a painting that I had done entitled The Witch on the wall behind her. And what I had her do was like just start playing and just really get into it, and just like you're getting ready to win the final boss battle,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and like kick one leg up in the air, and I was just sitting there on the other side of the room with, you know, my camera and tripod and just shooting away.
Mm-hmm. So really she's got all her clothes on as far as I can tell.
Yeah, this project, there's no full nudity in the project, and only a few of the cards even show bare breasts. I wanted to sort of show more of a personality, the personalities of the dancers in this, and not just have it be, you know, just a bunch of, you know, hot strippers.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have more of concept behind each.
So not just an on stage persona, but they're a kind of real life personality.
Yeah, yeah. When I would talk to them beforehand about which shots I might want them for, I'd give them a list with just a very brief description of the shot, and I'd ask them, which one of these do you think you might want to do? Which one of these would be the most appealing to you?
There's a one, the woman's called Anya Topp, another T-O-P-P, another double letter, and she is sitting in a circle of like candles, like small candles, and she's kind of arching her back a little and doing, it's a very kind of traditional kind of sexy porn kind of look. She's staring into the camera, she's in her underwear, but she's wearing little devil horns. Now, where did this concept come from?
Well, I had sort of built that shot around the devil horns, because those used to belong to a former roommate of mine, and I knew I wanted to use them in one of the images. And this was actually the very first one I photographed for this project, and it was done at a art studio not too far from here that let me use their facility, because I really liked their big, tall windows. And I just wanted something that would just look a little different. So I got a bunch of the little tea candles and set them up in a circle, and I'm just do some poses in the middle of these. There was some shots where we tried it, where she had an apple. And some of those looked pretty cool, but that was the one that I ended up going with for the final image.
And did you have to sell her on the idea of the sort of, devil or...
Oh, no, Satanist? She loved it. She thought it was cool.
So each card has, on the back, has the name of the stage name, their web contact or whatever, because a lot of them have some kind of social media presence. And then a quote, you ask them for a quote... And Anya Topps is, when choosing between two evils, I always like to choose the one I've never tried before. And then favorite song to perform to, in her case, Chocolate Jesus by Tom Waits. That sounds like very Portland. And there's one, the woman is called Sparks, and she's wearing a kind of a white cape, sort of a sheer thing over her head with her hands raised. You can't really see much more. It's from the waist up. And right behind her, she's in a forest, and right behind her are the gates to something or other, like a big black semicircle with a kind of heraldic lions above, and then metal gates. I'm kind of more interested in the gates at this point. Where was that?
That is a place called Oculus Anubis. Which, it's the urban legend goes that it's was this cult sanctuary. It's outside of Damascus, and I'd only heard about it online. But because of the nature of this project of Stripping Out Loud, I wanted this to be as much about Portland as it is about the dancers. So I was trying to come up with really cool, unique location ideas. And, all these stories about this place is haunted and everything. I'm like, well, we got to do a shoot there. And I got her, the outfit she's wearing is just this sheet kind of thing that we actually wet down beforehand so it would cling to her a little better. But I sort of just wanted her to give her a sort of cult priestess kind of look. And if you go beyond these gates, there's this big white statue. It's about 25 feet tall, of some Egyptian god. And from what I understand about the place now, it's the original owners don't own it anymore, and it's some sort of a music facility or music venue now. But I've never been inside the gates.
Oh, okay. But you can get up to the gates.
You can go
Is it
right
on
in
a
front
public
of,
road.
It's in this kind of residential area.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's got a fence around it and everything.
Yeah. So it's not in a forest. It's just
no.
Just
it's trees it's or... it's. I mean, there's houses all around.
Oh, right.
On the outside of the gates.
A kind of much more conventional picture is Selena stoned. She's just standing there, mostly in darkness, in a blue silk kind of blanket or sheet, and then there's a red velvet or silk backdrop, and you can see one breast and a leg and her face. What was the actual concept like? What did you say this would be?
Well, that was another one I did at my place, and I went out and bought the what she's wearing and what's on the wall next to her. I went and got those exclusively for this shoot, but I just kind of wanted it to be a semi-minimalist image, and we did a few poses, and I knew I wanted just a very single light on her to make a lot of shadows and make it look really mysterious. And I had that, what she's wearing is actually hanging from the ceiling. You can't see it because of all the shadows, but I actually had that fastened to the ceiling, and it's just sort of hanging down, and just asked her to just sort of do some different poses, draping it around herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there, you know, in front of her with the camera on the tripod, and I just kept shooting, and that was the one in the set was the one I liked the best.
Mm-hmm. So you took a lot of time, you know, to style these. There's one, it's the woman's called Rocket. She's got like a red wig and a red dress, big boots up on a table. It looks like she's in a bar where there are tons of clown paintings on the wall. Where is that?
That was done at a bar called the Funhouse Lounge, which is also where I had the launch event for these back this past June.
I remember the Funhouse Lounge.
Yeah.
Old Portland.
Yeah, it's over on like Southeast Division and 11th.
Uh-huh.
But that's their clown room, which is a room a little bit bigger than the studio room we're sitting in right now, but it's just wall-to-wall clown paintings. And you go in that room, you either think this is really cool or, oh my God, I got to get out of here right now.
She's just lying back, sitting back with her arms out on the back of the bench, you know, the velvet sort of seat. And then there's this kind of Venetian blind light coming in all over the room and all over her. Well, tell us about that.
That, well, there's no windows in that room. I brought in the blinds from the window in my bedroom and set them up on a couple of stands, and then put my flash behind it with a remote triggering device,
mm-hmm.
just to give it this sort of noir kind of look. But that shoot lasted about maybe 30, 45 minutes, and we did all sorts of different poses in that. And it was kind of hard to choose the final image with that one, because there was a few that I really liked, but the one where she's just got her boots up on the table with her glass of champagne is the one I thought looked the coolest.
So, I mean, these are dancers, but most of them are posed still. They're not in motion. So how did you sell the idea of, you know, you're not dancing for this?
A lot of them are familiar with doing modeling work, so they are really good at posing. And I just let them kind of do whatever they wanted, unless I had a specific idea in mind where, you know, I want this pose to convey this concept. But a lot of it, I just like, okay, just relax and do whatever kind of poses you think are good, and then I'd say, oh man, maybe move your leg that way or move your arm that way. And with every shoot that I do, I still do this whenever I work with a model, is I always tell them that they're free to bring along whoever they want with them to the shoot, because the main thing with me is I want all the models I work with to feel safe and comfortable. you know, as long as whoever they bring doesn't, you know, get in the way and be a nuisance or anything.
Mm-hmm. So they get to bring a buddy just in case they think you're, like, crazy.
I mean, you know, it's just something I do just to, it makes them feel more comfortable. And, you know, sometimes they will bring people with them. Sometimes they don't.
Who do they bring? Typically.
Just a little bit of anybody. Sometimes they'll bring their boyfriend with them. Sometimes they'll bring, I think one of them brought her sister with her.
No moms?
I'm trying to think back. I don't think anybody's brought a parent with them. A couple of them had brought their kids with them to the shoots. They were just, you know, the kids would just, you know, hang out. Like one of them brought their child with their with her brother with her, and they were just, while we were doing the shoot, it was you know, her daughter was just there playing on her phone and stuff.
My name's Joseph Gallivan. You're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is Jason Savage. He's a photographer, and he's talking about his project Stripping Out Loud, a series of 69 collectible cards featuring portraits of Portland area strippers or dancers. One of the amazing ones is Dani. It's just a all black background and then a red image. It's kind of hard to read the image, but it's a woman standing with her hands behind her head, and she looks like she's bent to one side like she's dancing or something, but it's kind of red. It's like this kind of scribble, sideways scribble, outlining, almost like when you scratch off one of those black scratch card things and there's an image underneath. So just tell us what is that? What's going on?
That was done at, that was another one of the first images I'd ever, I'd ever done for this project. And she is, I had her stand there in that pose, and that red light is just me running a laser pointer back and forth.
So the room was dark?
Yeah, yeah. There was no, pretty much no light in the room other than a little light next to me so I could see what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But she is pretty much mostly in darkness. And I just had her hold that pose for maybe about 3 or 4 seconds.
Oh, so the exposure was pretty quick?
Yeah, sure. It was on the tripod, but so I didn't want to get any ambient light from the room leaking into the photo.
Yeah.
So, and I just asked her, like, okay, I need you to hold perfectly still for as long as you can. And then I just took the laser pointer that I got and just ran it back and forth. We did about maybe 15 or 20 shots like that.
Until you got the right amount of exposure.
Yeah.
Because she's not really, you can't really see her that well. The face is more colored in than the rest of her. But did you come up with that idea?
Yeah. That is definitely the most abstract of the images in the project.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to include that one just because it is so different than the rest of them.
Yeah. Well, there's another one with a Moan with an A. She's got a light rope, and it's kind of, she's sitting down with her legs hunched, and she's all in like fishnet, and you can barely see, you can see one eye and her lips, but she's got this light rope wrapped around her. Was that a similar thing of a sort of long exposure?
Yeah, that was another one that I did with the tripod. And I had gotten that light rope, and I had a whole different concept for what I wanted at first, but my idea wasn't quite working out, so I just had her sit on that red blanket that I had borrowed from someone because I liked the way it looked, and it reminded me of one of my favorite album covers, an album called Congregation by a band called the Afghan Whigs. But I had her just sort of play around with the light rope, and she would, you know, twist it around herself in different ways. That's one where her, I think her husband was there with her when we were doing the shoot.
So your goal was to get her face lit up?
Yeah.
And then everything else was?
Yeah, everything else. I knew it was going to not light up the whole scene. And she started doing that thing where she put, had the light rope going over, covering one eye. And I thought that was a really cool look. So I had her just sort of play around with that concept some more.
It looks like someone playing with a sparkler, but this is a solid rope. It's just been coiled. It's not moving when you take the shot. Is that right? So it's amazing because it illuminates from the front and from the back and the side. You know, this source is just all over the place. It's a really sort of sculptural image. Her quote is, "Embrace darkness, it can be enlightening."
Yeah, I asked the quotes. I had asked every model to, in three sentences, if I asked them, if you could say anything to the world in three sentences or less, what would it be? And because I wanted it to be very open-ended and let them say whatever they felt.
I presume that most of them are on social media in some form. Is that what you got to do these days if you're a dancer?
A lot of them do. Some of them don't because they're not as interested in self-promoting themselves. But some of them who are, especially the ones who are more career-oriented in it and are also into like the doing burlesque shows and that, they have a following and a fan base, and they want to be able to let their fans know where they're going to be performing, and then show them images and stuff like that.
Do they get to use your images?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Any, because each model in this project gets paid a $200 modeling fee, and they get paid once enough card sets have sold. And that was in the model releases that I had all of them sign. And so that's what I'm working on now, is selling the cards. Available at strippingoutloud.com, selling the cards to $20 for a set. They're $20 if people buy them from me in cash, but $21 over the website just to cover the card credit card processing fee. And then if you order them from the website, there is like a $4 shipping fee.
But you'd have to sell quite a few decks to pay the. Pay them in the end, really? $200 each?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I wasn't able to. I would have loved to have paid everybody up front, but it's just getting the cards out there and getting them sold and getting everybody paid. And then the profits from the first print run, I'm donating to a couple of nonprofits in town. One is called Dance Naked Productions, which is a sex positive theater group. And then the other is Portland Slut Walk.
Some of the images are kind of very naive. There's a girl called Axel, and she's skateboarding. So she's in, like, Vans, kind of black jeans, a black, motorbike jacket. And she's in the air with her skateboard board and wheels facing the camera. She's, like, taken off from a concrete ledge. Another one is Toxic, and she's just in a sort of baseball uniform.
Yeah, and that is actually her
baseball uniform.
That is actually her baseball uniform.
Oh, is this a real plane?
Yeah, she we did not get that for the shot. She had already had that. But because these are collector cards, very similar to baseball cards, I wanted to have one of the images convey that. Because the whole concept came about with me talking with a dancer one night, talking about how many strippers there are in Portland, and we came to the conclusion there's enough that they should have their own baseball cards.
Right.
And that sort of gave me the idea. And then just thought, well, I think one of them should be like a baseball player. And we did that at a park over in Southwest Portland.
Because the sign behind it says strikeout, so I think it's the scoreboard, maybe.
Yeah, that's the scoreboard, right? At the park. We did it on like late afternoon because I wanted late afternoon sun coming on her, and you can't really see it much in that shot, but she is holding a baseball bat too that I had her do some different poses with. But I did get that for the that shoot.
Mm-hmm. So you're shooting with one image in mind. You know, if you shoot 100, you still can only use one, mm-hmm. right? So that must be quite difficult.
Some of them, it was really hard to choose the final image. It came down to several of them in many instances. And I just ended up going with what I thought was going to work best for the project. And like the skateboard image you mentioned, she is has a Wonder Woman skateboard deck, which I painted specifically for that shot.
One of the more peculiar ones is a girl climbing in through a window, and she's sort of looking down at the camera like she's about to fall on it, but the scale is all wrong. You know, she looks like Alice in Wonderland, like way too big, mm-hmm. unless it's a very tiny window or a strange angle. Her name's Fox Fiasco, and she's got like big boots on and shorts, but mostly she's got this cascade of red hair, and she's again leaning into the camera, like looking straight at it. What was the idea there?
I came up with that concept based on a Beatles song, "She Came In Through the Bathroom Window," because there's a line in that song that says, she said she'd always been a dancer. She worked at 15 clubs a day. I decided to go ahead and make a photograph out of that whole concept of coming in through the bathroom window.
Mm-hmm.
And that bathroom window is fairly small. We photographed that at a friend of mine's house because I needed a bathroom with a window on the first floor. And she is actually wearing my old Yellow Submarine t-shirt.
Right. Her name's... Her Instagram is Black Metal_Foxface. Foxface Fiasco. So did that take a lot of translating? It sounds like it's all your idea and she's sort of the vehicle.
Pretty much for that particular shot, because I had met with her several times at clubs and then communicated with her online and told her the whole concept and why I was doing that particular shot. And we got to my friend's house a little early, and she modified the shirt a little bit to make it a little sexier.
And another quite amazing one is Evizia, and it's she's wearing roller skates, sort of doing yoga, I think, but surrounded by these pink fluorescent tubes, almost like she's on a marquee at a theater.
Evizia, she does almost all her stripper sets on roller skate, but that was at a nightclub called Dirty, and that's actually their bar.
So what's your day job?
Well, my day job is I work as a dispatcher for a company called Grubhub,
mm-hmm.
and I dispatch drivers in different cities.
And then you're a commercial photographer as well?
Yes, I do a lot of commercial photography, mainly real estate and construction.
So where does this fit into everything you do? You know, is this just a pet project or a dream job?
It's definitely a dream job. I like coming up with my own ideas, you know, getting them out there into the art world. I've got ideas for my next like two or three projects
mm-hmm.
That I want to get started on in this coming year.
Is the idea to sell this as a book or take it to a gallery or what?
I eventually want to do a gallery show. I want to do enlarged framed images of all 69 pictures. But the cards themselves are the main project.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get on with the dancers? Like, how do you break down the whole, you know, oh, you're just exploiting me kind of fear they might have?
Well, I wanted to, making sure they all get paid is one of the main things. And then whenever I would do a shoot with the dancers, I would edit their images and then send them to them within a few days. And they've always been free to use any of the images from the shoots in their own portfolio
mm-hmm.
and for their own self-promotion.
So some of them never got back to you with their quotes or any of that stuff. What was it like? I mean, how do you communicate with 69 people at once?
I would get all their email addresses and just send out emails because at first it was sort of all over the place, and I'd you know, communicate with one via Instagram, and then another via text, and another on Facebook, and then another I'd see have to go to a club. I also wanted to point out that the project, I wanted to have it represent all types of dancers in the community. So the project represents male, transgender, and various body types. Because there's Portland just has a little bit of everything. Because I wanted this project to be as much about Portland as it is about the strippers.
My name's Joseph Gallivan. You've been listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week was Jason Savage, a photographer whose project Stripping Out Loud is available now on card and on strippingoutloud.com. Thanks very much for coming into KBOO.
Thank you very much.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Judge Torres, running January 10th to 19th at the Milagro Theater in Portland. Judge Torres is a modern-day fairy tale rooted in Salvadoran folklore. Xiomara Torres faces many obstacles in her turbulent journey crossing the border, maneuvering the U.S. foster care system, missing her family, aging out, and becoming the most recent Latinx judge in Multnomah County, Oregon. This is her story. Again, that's Judge Torres, running January 10th through 19th weekly on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Milagro Theater, 525 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Clinton Street Resistance Series every Monday night at the Clinton Street Theater. Monday, January 14th, Clinton Street Resistance will screen the film Dirty Dancing.